This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sunday edition of the program, as always, open phones for you, where you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything you want to discuss. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
So, last week on this program, we teased a story that, Johnny Ray, you wanted to talk about, and we never got around to it. And I said, hold on to it, because it sounded really interesting. It was about the proposed border wall, correct?
Correct.
All right. What about it?
That citizens in Texas, U.S. citizens, are going to have to have their property stolen from them, taken from them against their wishes in order to build this wall.
Eminent domain, as they call it.
Yep.
That's the government euphemism for stealing your land.
Right.
Oh, no, wait. No, it's not stealing, because they offer you money for it.
Yeah, but look, if I were to go up to somebody and say, I like your car, here's $10,000, I've looked it up on some website, I've decided that's how much it's worth, mm-hmm. and if you don't give it to me, I'm going to shoot you and take it. I mean, because ultimately, that's what it comes
down
to.
That's a deal you can't refuse,
right? It sure is. Yeah. It's a deal you can't refuse, right? Like, what else is it?
That's what eminent domain is.
What's the government going to do if you refuse to leave?
Yeah, if you think your property's worth more than what they're offering. I mean, because everybody has a price. I mean, for the most part, right? If you were to offer somebody, you know, who's got a $100,000 house, $1 million, there's a good chance that even if they really love that house, they might just go ahead and decide to take the offer.
Right, and buy a new house that they love just as much.
Right.
You know, that's kind of that's the thing is that coming to pricing, eminent domain doesn't allow people to come to a price.
Well, right, because
nobody is more unqualified to figure out what the price of something is than the owner.
Interestingly, we're actually going to be talking about the pricing system coming up here from Economics in One Lesson, as we've been meaning to do for the last couple of weeks. So we're going to get into pricing even further. But yeah, you don't have a real price unless buyer and seller agree on it.
And when the buyer demands a particular price, the seller is, in many cases, going to believe that they should have gotten more, because what the seller has to do often, when it comes to especially like a real estate deal, they often have to realize, hey, you know, my princess ain't such a peach, you know, that the house that they live in and have enjoyed and those sorts of things, that, you know, maybe there's this thing or that thing that could be fixed, and
probably
perhaps, you know, this thing that we live with is not a big deal, is something that the next buyer isn't going to want to live with, and, you know, what we call mint condition maybe is closer to good condition. Mm-hmm. And none of that process can occur when somebody just comes along. In this case, it has to be the government, right? Because there's no other buyer that can force a sale. The government comes along and forces you to take a particular price, even if that's the perfect price, even if in an alternate future that's the price you would have taken were it voluntarily given, that you'll still be, the buyer will still be upset and have a resentment and these sorts of things. So what can be done, there's something called auction theory out there, and what can be done is just relatively simple, is that, you know, you make an offer to somebody, they come to a conclusion as to whether or not they offer, and in that offer is a set of criteria. So I will offer you, and what did we say the property was worth, $100,000?
The imaginary one, yeah.
Right, the imaginary property is $100,000. I'll give you $100,000 if this person sells, this person sells, this person sells, and this person sells, right? All those people have to sell in order for this price to go through. The problem with the wall is this is not like building a road from point A to point B. You could potentially put a road and, you know, call it three different neighborhoods. You go straight through, you go slightly to the north, slightly to the south, presuming that that's east and west points. But in the case of the wall along the United States, we already know what the border is.
The Rio Grande, for
there's
the most part.
There's only one, for a good portion of it, it's the Rio Grande.
Yeah.
There's only one border. There's no potential border. If you build the wall, you know, call it a half a mile inland, then you've stuck a bunch of Americans out in Mexico.
On the other side, yeah.
You know, you can't do it. So they've really got themselves, the wall's stupid, okay? It just doesn't make any sense.
Uh-oh, now people are going to get upset, Mark.
Well, I don't care whether they're going to get upset.
It's called the precious wall stupid.
Well, look.
It's magic, Mark. It's a magic wall.
It's a magic
you're
wall.
You're going to bless it with priests, and that way it'll keep the Mexicans.
Here's what you should do with the wall. First off, you don't build it any place that anybody doesn't want it. So the idea that there's going to be a continuous wall running from the tip of Texas to the end of California, it's just ludicrous. First off, you're going through Native American lands, and it's a violation of treaty. And anybody who wants to have that done should be part of the class action lawsuit that gets their butt sued, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's a violation of international law to put this up. But go ahead and put up buildings along the border, make some malls. Essentially, make the build some malls that are what do they call those stores where you don't have to pay taxes, like at the airport.
Duty free.
There
yeah.
you go.
Make a big duty free mall where a bunch of Mexican people can come and work. You know, that way they can work basically in the United States without being in the United States. As a matter of fact, I'll bet you Mexico lets you build it on their side.
Well, according to the internet, the Great Wall of China is 5,500 miles in length. So, I mean, it's certainly possible to build a giant wall.
Oh, I didn't claim that it was not possible to build a giant wall. I'm claiming that it's not legally possible, not socially possible, and, in fact, morally impossible.
I would say it's legally possible because they're going to steal the land, as Johnny Ray is about to tell us.
I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think they can do it.
Something that I thought was very, very interesting in my reading about the general topic was... The concept of eminent domain goes back, you know, way back.
Before the U.S.?
Yes, before the U.S. The term was coined in 1450, I think.
The divine right of kings might have been the old idea, right?
Basically the idea of eminent domain is that subjects, no subject has a claim to the land that is higher than the ruler's claim on
right.
it. And so he is entitled to it. And in civilized... quote, civilized places, you're required to offer, again, quote, just compensation.
Right. Whenever the
government decide what that is.
Right. Whenever the government has words like reasonable or just or any of these things, they get to decide what it is. How can it possibly be just compensation? Well, you know, you can go through and you can look at comparables and things like that, and you know, take the comparables, we'll take 5% off, or whatever it is you do, add 5%. I don't care. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some buyer that's not happy with the situation.
According to Wikipedia, back in the U.S. in the 1780s, when they were drafting the new Constitution, Thomas Jefferson wanted to abandon all forms of feudalism. And he wanted to give property owners in the United States what they call allodial title,
Yes.
which you two gentlemen have both heard of.
Yeah,
certainly.
And allodial title means that the owner of the title has the highest claim on the land,
mm-hmm.
and no one can take it away from him.
That you are the king, essentially, of that property.
Right.
Yeah.
Madison and the other founders were not comfortable with that.
Oh, we can't have people owning their own land.
Yeah, what is it?
It'll
free
be
country?
Chaos. Right. Well, eminent domain is written into the Constitution.
That's right.
The government's ability, the federal government's ability to steal your land is written right into the Constitution. And... It just because the founders of the writers of the Constitution, the authors of the Constitution, couldn't think of a better way for people to get people's land than forcing them to sell it, it doesn't mean it's right or just. These
right.
people aren't biblical figures. They're just
men.
Yeah, they're just people who wrote something down. And frankly, the Enlightenment period was just the beginning of the freedom movement.
Well,
we understand things better now.
Yeah, and I don't know who said this, but I like it, that the idea that coercion is the refuge of the uncreative. You know, if you don't have they didn't have a better idea, so, well, we'll just take it. You know, they didn't have the ability to think up another option. And so what you're saying is there's news that the federal government is planning to use eminent domain. Is that what the story is here, Johnny Ray?
Sure, I've got several stories. One here from Quartz.
And we're going to share more about that coming up with you here in moments. If you want to get on the lines, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can weigh in on eminent domain. Maybe you've been through this. Maybe you know somebody who has had their property stolen by eminent domain. Or maybe you don't think it's stealing because, well, the government's doing it. How could it be stealing if the government's doing it? 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username. That's LRN.FM. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation website. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then go to freedomsphoenix.com. They got it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts here. We've been talking about eminent domain. Specifically, well, I mean, we talk generally about the concept. For those that aren't familiar, it's the idea that the government can just come to a property owner and offer them some arbitrary number that they claim is some sort of just, reasonable number to take their property from them. And if the person says no, well, then they'll take it anyway. And if the person says yes, well, then they get whatever the arbitrary payment was, and the government takes the property. So either way, if you're the property owner, you are going to be out your property. They are going to be successful at taking it, even if it's for private purposes, as we learned with the Kelo court decision back, must be like a decade ago now at this point when Kelo happened. I think maybe a little more than a decade. Yeah. So yeah, like 2005-ish, I guess, was when that was.
New London versus New London.
Well, it was
New London, Connecticut wanted to take property in order to build an urban village that would support the Pfizer plant.
That's right.
And the urban village, their argument was the urban village would raise tax revenues, and that is not that. Obviously, that's good for the people, and that was their justification for.
No, they said it was good for the public. They said it was good for the public, which remember,
it basically the whole plan failed.
That's the follow up. The code for government that they like to use to make you think they're talking about the people is public. So they'll say that, well, if we get more tax revenue, that benefits the public. And it makes it sound like, oh, it's somehow you're going to benefit from that, when in point of fact, you won't benefit at all. It's the government who benefits from the increased tax revenue. They get to hire more bureaucrats. They get to expand their government programs. They get to pay more into their pension funds. You don't benefit at all from that.
I don't know if I don't benefit at all. If there's a nice public space and I'm enjoying being in the public space, I would call it a benefit. But the thing is that I didn't necessarily ask for it. I likely didn't pay my fair share of it, and you know, that's sort of the difficulty here is that we have one of these landmark cases surrounding eminent domain in the United States. We see how it went, which is to say the municipality won, and the municipality failed miserably to deliver what it was that they said they were going to do, because this is what the government does. It fails its way to more funding all the time.
Yeah.
And to say that these organizations, you know, municipalities, states, federal government, I don't care who they are, they're all organizations, to say these organizations should have some kind of monopoly privilege over your property, because that's what it is. Either if you can't choose not to sell your property to this particular organization, you don't really own it.
Mark, exactly. And I think that goes back to something that you said earlier about eminent domain and the Constitution. I don't believe, Mark, that eminent domain, those words, are actually in the Constitution.
Really?
In the Fifth Amendment, the final sentence says, nor shall private property be taken for public use, without just compensation.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay, you're right. The words aren't there, but that's what it is.
Right, and I think the idea that the government can take your land is just an assumption that just starts inherent to the whole Constitution, that the land is not yours, it's theirs, but the Amendment 5
but the Constitution
softens it a little
bit.
It
wasn't ratified without the Bill of Rights. It's not like the Bill of Rights came after the Constitution. It came after the writing of the Constitution, but the Constitution wasn't the Constitution until it was ratified. And it was ratified with the first 10 amendments, so personally, I consider them to be part of the Constitution. Of course, all the other amendments are too, since they're, they come later. But I mean, the Constitution has an amendment process. So I agree with you there.
In that, yes, eminent domain in that sense. But you're right.
The people who voted on the Constitution, the few people who came out, because it certainly wasn't half of the American people who were on the land at the time. But the people that voted for it did vote to give this organization, you know, in some amendment clause at the end, the ability to take anyone's property that it felt like doing. It gave it's because they were in a paradigm of feudalism.
Mm-hmm.
This is where all this came from: kings, queens, dukes, duchesses, all these other things. The idea that they got that your land was never yours in the first place, and America
you're just a caretaker.
Yeah, America was supposed to be. You were supposed to be king of your castle. And that clause in the Constitution basically means you're not.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We can talk more about eminent domain here in a moment. Let's go to Carl. He's in New Jersey. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. How are you listening to the show tonight, by the way? WPG?
Oh, I'm listening. Okay. 1450. I listen on the AM, not the FM,
excellent,
by the way. But I... Some days I want to listen to you, and there's a hockey game on, and I'm there like,
darn it.
I can't listen.
Well, if you have the internet, you can always listen to us online.
The frustrating thing about those games is it's the reason that Free Talk Live's on so many stations. Because our contract allows stations to preempt us whenever they feel like it, they're willing to put us on so that they can preempt us whenever they feel like it.
Yep, that's true. Anyway, go ahead with your thoughts, Carl.
Okay, I do not believe that bridge in Atlanta, Georgia, was destroyed by some drug user lighting a little fire. And I spoke to other people I know about it. And their first thought is terrorism. Well, if it is terrorism, why are they hiding it from us? I'm telling you, start a little fire, and you've probably seen pictures of that bridge on I-85.
In Atlanta?
This is the bridge that they were storing like flammable chemicals underneath, though, right?
Well, that's what they say, but who really knows?
They have pictures of it. I mean, there's pictures of the barrels burning. It looks, for all in the world, like old motor oil. Probably the government, of Atlanta doesn't have a place to throw its old motor oil.
Put it under the bridge.
Something. Yeah. Let's just put this under a bridge, and thus causes the collapse of their. Who would build the roads if the government didn't build the roads? Well, who would set them on fire?
Yeah, I mean, would it be Occam's razor that says that it's more likely in this instance that it's government incompetence that caused this, rather than some sort of terror plot?
Well, who knows? You can't.
I think that would be Occam's razor. Occam's razor is an idea that I don't know.
Well, it's the least the most likely thing to have happened
is what happened.
And in this circumstance, I don't know if it's terrorism. Maybe anything could have set those barrels on fire, mm-hmm. but the government put them there.
Could have been bored teenagers. I mean, who knows?
Could have been. Could have been a disgruntled state worker.
Could be, but now 250,000 people use that bridge a day. Now they get it
right
on
now.
The cities and bypass the bridge.
Yep.
Yeah, that sounds like a traffic nightmare.
It's not a good week to live in Atlanta.
Hey, thanks, Carl, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. We'll continue with your calls and thoughts. We can also talk more about eminent domain. Plus, we got to get into the price system, which we scratched the surface on a couple weeks ago. Chapter 15 from the book Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt. We still have to get through that chapter, and I think it's relevant to what we were discussing earlier. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Plus, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. The live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live continues.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the show. Dial in toll free. Join us on the radio waves. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, we got to talk about economics in one lesson and how prices are set in the real world. We'll get into that coming up here in a bit. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. And I do want to let you know about MyPillow. It's a great pillow. I've been using it now for probably about a year. And, Mark, you got one as well.
Yep.
Excellent pillow. I just recently got one for Jazzy, the studio beast. She's liking it. Is she over there on it right now?
She's laying on it right now.
Very, very nice upgrade from her last pillow, which, of course, you know, a dog pillow, just like a lot of pillows, will just get flattened over time. And this one is awesome.
Well, it's designed to stay, to not get flat, and to hold your head and neck in the proper position. And
it sort of forms to them.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you'll have to, you know, reform it every once in a while, but not nearly as often as most pillows. You know, my experience with pillows is sort of the cheap fill ones or the down ones. And then I had a latex
memory
one.
Foam.
Memory foam. Usually a memory foam will last you a long time. As far as hold and will hold your head in the right position if you got the right one, but you can't wash it.
Nope.
The sort of killer apps for this is A, it'll hold your head and neck in the right position, and B, you can wash it because you can't really do that with most pillows.
In fact,
the vast majority.
When you get it, they recommend that you put it in the dryer for 10 or 15 minutes to kind of pump it up and you know, activate it, if you will.
And they also tell you to then lay on it to shape it immediately, so that way it holds your head in the right position.
I didn't do that, Mark, and I don't have any problem laying on it.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. So, but I did put it in the dryer. Anyway, you go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, and you'll get yours at half price, or you can get two for the price of one. And if for whatever reason you don't like the MyPillow, no problem. You can send it back to the company, and they'll give you your purchase price back. So there's very low risk here to try this thing out. And if you do like it, well, then you can feel good because they're standing behind it with a 10-year warranty. You go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL to get the half-off discount. That's MyPillow.com with code FTL. And we go to your calls and thoughts. More about eminent domain and pricing coming up here in moments. First, Michael is in Orlando, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Michael.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hey,
what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm just curious. You guys were talking about prices and stuff, and how they could price things certain ways, you know, based on what's scarce and all that, right? I mean, like the oil, they could decide on that, and different, you know, housing, you know. But
we haven't talked about that yet, but we might.
We've touched on the pricing of eminent domain, which is where it's not a real
That's
price.
That's real estate pricing.
Because it's not a real price because it's not a mutually agreed upon.
It's a price.
It's an arbitrary number that is forced upon people by the government.
Well, I was curious. You guys were talking about the government. Do you guys believe that the government, most of them work together, and it's kind of like the TV is kind of like a stage that kind of have like the ISIS and stuff for the bad guy? Do you believe in that, or do you think the news is accurate with how Russia's the bad guy and Korea's bad? Do you guys follow that, or do you think
I think they tend to work together because each lower rung is sort of a client of the rung above it.
Are you saying, though, that the world governments work together, Johnny Ray? Or are you talking about the federal, state, local?
I'm talking about federal, state, local.
He mentioned ISIS. ISIS is yet to be a local government.
Michael, were you talking about do the world governments work together?
I'm just curious. Do you guys really don't think that they work together, like the China and America? Do you really think that?
I think there's some level of theater, but to presume, I think there's some level of theater, but to presume that I know what that theater is and what goes on behind the stage, no more than when I go to the theater and watch a show, do I know what the actors are saying behind there. I don't spend my time trying to discover what they're saying to each other in the dark and smoky rooms.
Well, Mark, but you've pointed out before that while there may be world elites, they don't all necessarily have the same goals in mind.
Competition is a reality, and I don't care what level you're at. So do I think that ISIS and the United States and the Iraqi government and perhaps Syria and Turkey and the Peshmerga and a variety of people are all in competition for exclusive rights for a particular piece of land? Yeah, I absolutely believe that.
Michael, I was going to say the government is a large collection of individuals, and some of them will be working in ways that are clearly against the interests of most Americans because it's in the interest of themselves. And some of them won't, but the U.S. government is not a monolith, and they do all kinds of things that are what the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. There was a headline last week that Pentagon militias are fighting CIA-backed militias in Syria.
I missed that one.
It's like a Woody Allen movie. It's ridiculous.
The ISIS stuff, the headings and all that's kind of comical, how they're trying to, make this bad guy in the desert, and like they could really do
I don't
anything.
Find anything comical about people being beheaded.
I mean, the desert,
if it's fake, it's kind of comical if it's not real, isn't it?
I've seen enough videos to know that some of that is absolutely, in my
opinion,
real.
I don't know which heads are being chopped off of which bodies, but I'm reasonably certain that the Michael Berg one that is from a long time ago.
Yeah. Oh, the old really low-resolution one from, like, before ISIS.
That was
horrifying.
That one looked real to me. So,
I was just saying that, it's obvious that they created the boogeyman so that, everybody's like, oh, save us, protect us from this ISIS, like they're really dangerous.
No, I think that there's an argument that, sure, the government could have been behind or could be behind ISIS. I mean, there's an argument that could be made there, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're not actually doing brutal, horrific things.
Right. You don't think that the world's elite is actually, lying about what's going on in northern Iraq because they use it as a really great vacation spot, right? I mean, like right now, a bunch of hot women are you know, just hanging out in bikinis by pools in northern Iraq. I mean, surely, now there's a conspiracy.
That there aren't buildings that are completely devastated and burn out husks and dead innocent people.
I believe it's a horrifying place full of horrifying people that I don't have any intention of going to anytime soon.
Oh, another subject I heard you guys, I don't know how long ago this was. You know, there's a guy on there who's talking about, I don't know if this was yesterday, whether the flat earth, was that yesterday, or when was that guy talking to you guys?
We get a flat earth call on a pretty regular basis.
Do you want to talk to one of them? Because there's one on hold right now.
Well, I'm actually one of them. So
okay.
I was going to bring up a few. I heard some, I don't know if the guy's there now that said he worked with satellites.
No, he's not. No, he's Chris Reeven. He's on Thursday.
Can I ask you a question, though? I haven't gotten any flat earth questions.
Yeah, Mark's new. Mark's been away for a few months.
I'm a total noob.
Let me just say, you know, you were talking about the land, like if they're, you know, a lot of people ask, I hate that question, why would they hide? There's so many reasons to hide land. You know, of course, you could create scarcity. If there's more land and more resources, you know, you're going to up the prices on diamonds and all this stuff. And
is land infinite?
What's that?
Is land infinite?
Yeah, land is already scarce.
No, I'm saying if what a lot of people say, why would they lie about the earth being flat? And I said, well, of course, if there's more land, that means there's more resources, so they could up the prices on everybody in this particular area.
I don't understand what you're
claiming
saying.
That there's undiscovered land?
I'm saying there's more land, of course. So
where?
I'm saying it's across Antarctica, of course.
Across Antarctica.
Well, have you ever been to Antarctica? That's a good question. First, how many people do you know that's actually been there? I mean...
Very, very, vanishingly few. We did get a call from Antarctica.
There's a reason for that, is what I'm saying. But
it's probably really cold, isn't it? I mean, does it get warm on the other side? Or?
But there's supposed to be other thermal pockets, possibly. That's the whole debate. There's no for sure. I mean, I'm just saying.
No.
It
would sound like it's a real opportunity for you to go over there and homestead a whole bunch of land. I mean, I don't know why the hell you're calling us. I mean, go get it.
It's not funny because they won't let you go there. So I mean,
they won't let you.
You can go there. I know you can go to Antarctica. You can get a cruise to go to Antarctica.
If they see me setting up a plan to go there, they're going to stop me ahead of time.
They will stop you.
Well, I'm going to start setting up. I'm going to Google from my account.
I just think it's funny how you guys don't understand that. If there's more land, there's more resources. How can you not believe that there's more resources?
No, are there more?
The resources won't do you any good if you're not using them. I mean, what you're saying is there's no one there, right?
No, I'm saying they have a whole bunch of people there. There's bases, military bases. They could extract oil from all.
Most of those are scientific bases.
He's saying there's something beyond, and you're saying there's something beyond Antarctica, right? That Antarctica is some kind.
I'm not saying you're gonna walk off. You're not gonna walk off like a lot of people think. I'm thinking it's possibly an infinite plane. Maybe it keeps going. I mean,
this is a crazy theory.
PoseidonExpeditions.com will give you a cruise right to Antarctica, and you can.
Oh, but Mark, that's to the tourist area of Antarctica. He's saying that you have to go through Antarctica beyond it to get to all of this other land that he believes is there. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And if you Skype in, you'll sound almost like you're sitting in the studio with us. So Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. Tonight it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can get interactive over on our website. We've got a lot of features that we give to you, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for accessing their site. Go over to freetalklive.com and enjoy it for free. Archives that go back for a decade, a front page that you can actually control the content of. You can submit content right there to the front page. It's a Reddit-based system. And then you can vote up if you like, down if you don't. And then other listeners get to decide what shows up there on the front page, just like you. So go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. We're on with Michael in Orlando. And, Mark, you have been gone from the show. You went down to Florida, actually, with your family, and you were there for basically the wintertime. And so you haven't been here for this sort of influx of flat earthers who've been calling into the show, basically because, well, most other shows probably won't put them on the air. But we'll take anybody who calls Free Talk Live, open phones all the time, no matter what the crackpot subject happens to be. And these people actually, well, some of them actually believe, Mark, you believe that many of them are actually trolling.
Hold on. Let me talk to Michael.
Oh, I'm trying to preface this for listeners just tuning in. You believe that some of these people do not actually believe this, that they're actually just trolls. So, anyway, we're back with Michael.
So, Michael, which one is it? Do you believe this nonsense, or are you this foolish?
Well, first of all, to call it foolish, you know, I don't know how much research you've done on it, but, you know,
I can
dad,
look at a map and I can see, I mean, like, it's cold at the top of the earth, it's cold at the bottom of the earth. That says to me that we're dealing with a sphere, not flat globe.
The thing, you're talking about maps and pictures. I just don't understand. It seems like NASA wants everyone to think the earth's flat. Cause
right, NASA's a relatively new organization compared to the age of exploration.
Why don't they have any pictures or anything of the globe spinning? It should be a beautiful picture, or take a picture. They should put a camera on the moon so we could see an eclipse from the moon. I mean,
well, they haven't been to the moon in several decades.
Well, yeah, that's another question.
But they
can
take it from the
why?
Mirror.
Because
you can get video from the mirror, sure.
The Mir space station.
The Mir and then the International Space Station and a variety of things. So I've got some questions. So according to to this map I'm looking up from the Flat Earth Society, Antarctica spans
one.
Yep. There. Okay. I'm going to ask you about it. That's. There's a lot of questions that I've got. I'm not saying, making positive statements like you are. You're saying the Earth is flat. I'm asking you questions.
I'm saying it's appearing flat. I don't know what the actual shape is, but I know the part we're on is definitely flat. You could just go by water if you know anything about water.
I've seen, I know a lot about water. I'm a sailor, and I can tell you that if you look at even just, from the plain view, if you get a level item, you can see that on the horizon has a slight curvature to it. Obviously, on a very big ball. So,
My dad. The SR-71, he's been on the plane.
A good friend of mine flies the U-2. Okay.
Okay, well, that's good. Now you understand what I'm saying here.
Yeah, they can see the curvature of the Earth. They can take pictures. You don't think your dad's lying to you, do you?
My dad has good friends that flew the black SR-71, and they all told him that was a flat as they could see.
No, I'm sorry.
It's ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous. Shall I get somebody on tomorrow? Shall I get somebody on tomorrow who has flown the U-2 who has pictures of the curvature of the Earth?
He's in on it, Mark. He's in on the conspiracy.
I mean, the Internet's full of these pictures. You think they're wrong.
You can't talk about what you see.
What?
You're working on if you're in a military plane, then you have to sign military waivers. You can't just talk about whatever you see.
I don't see why not. He's out of the military now.
What would prohibit someone?
It doesn't matter. If you sign one of those contracts, it's life.
So he's a liar. Before I put him on the air, he's a liar.
He probably has a family. He doesn't want to get hurt.
You're not a liar. When you're in the military,
you don't want to assassinate anybody about the flat Earth. I mean, this is just a dumb theory.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, just a second. I got more questions.
No, hold on. Hold on. About his. I'm putting him on hold here because he's just going on.
Well, so.
Look, as far as this military contract that he's talking about, you're not allowed to talk about secret missions. Like, if you're sent on a specific mission to do a specific thing as a military person, you're restricted from revealing that information. But there's nothing in a contract that says you can't tell someone that you've seen that the Earth is round. Well, I mean, or flat, or whatever.
The idea that you start at a flat Earth is ridiculous.
Plus, there are also other people who don't work for the military that fly, like people that fly for FedEx and every other airline
out
there.
They're lying to him, too.
That's why I say this is the biggest, most ridiculous conspiracy ever, because it requires thousands and thousands of people in every, moment to keep this secret, Michael.
Michael, is the moon a sphere?
They don't believe in the moon.
Well, have you ever seen the other side of it?
No, but I have seen the sun light it, differently. The sun move it.
Do you understand that they're saying they went on the moon? Do you understand if you go to the moon, you're...
I didn't ask you about moon landings, Michael. I asked you a question. That question is the moon a sphere or something close to a sphere?
Well, no, I don't think it is.
Well, it's just a flat thing that has some kind of weird lighting on it? How's that lighting work?
I don't know what the moon is. I can't touch any of the objects. I can touch the ground. I can't touch what's up in space.
The fact that you can touch the ground doesn't make you any more qualified to know if the Earth is a sphere than it does if the moon is a sphere.
I can measure water, can't I? I can see if it's flat. If water, have you ever used a level when you measure something? You're using a water level, so...
explained to you, and you completely ignored it.
Look, Michael, this is why I think this is trolling. You're good at it. I think you're good at trying to tease people, but I think you're just full of crap.
You think when boats disappear in the ocean, they're going around a curve, falls? That's what you think?
When they disappear?
Oh, you mean over the horizon?
If you're on the shore of the beach and you see a boat going away and it disappears, do you think it just turned and it just went around?
Michael, I have met multiple people who have circumnavigated the globe. I believe precisely that, yes.
So you think that you just wrap around a ball? Have you ever seen the Independence Day 2, the movie?
I haven't, and I think that's a silly argument. You haven't answered my question.
He's not going to.
He did answer my question. He said the moon is flat. So how does the lighting occur on the moon when it becomes full? Because it would be lit, as a sphere, it makes a lot of sense the way the moon sort of is lit when it goes through its phases over the course of 28 days. How does it get lit by, is the sun not globular too?
They don't believe in the sun.
No, hold on. You don't know what he believes in.
It's the sun is right there. I'm not saying it's not 90 degrees.
Is it flat or is it round?
You can look at it yourself. It looks circular to me. I mean, so I'm not saying flat. I know exactly what this is. It looks like a circle. They both look like circles.
Okay. Well, I mean, you know.
Just a little disc sitting up there. Like
it's an issue of perspective.
Well, I don't understand. I live in Florida, so I see the sun a lot. You know, I'm really close to it. So, I mean.
You're not any closer to Florida. Hold on. What? What did you just say? Is how far is the sun from Earth?
I'm next to the equator for a reason. That's because the sun's closer to you. That's all it is.
How far? Well, yeah, but the equator, in your case.
Roughly what? I'm not sure about the distance, but I know it's not 93 million miles, but it's
okay, is it somewhere between 90 million miles and 100 million miles?
Well, they've messed up the distance of the sun before.
Is it somewhere between 75 million miles and 125 million miles?
I don't think it's million miles at all. I think it's thousands.
You don't think it is 1 million miles?
No.
They believe. Okay. So you reject nearly all science as it is presented. Is that correct?
They're horrible. They have CGI pictures everywhere. How can you believe that?
CGI, Mark. It's all computers.
You could look up in the sky and see the sun.
It's symmetry.
Okay. So.
They don't lie about it.
How big is the sun?
And have you not listened to people talk about this? Like,
I've listened to all kinds of dumb stuff, as evidenced by this call. I don't want to. I don't want your questions anymore. You don't have any good ones.
Okay. Goodbye, Michael. Thank you for the call.
Now, Mark, I thought that the different phases of the moon were caused by the shadow of the Earth.
No, that's a lunar eclipse.
Okay.
So when you can have a full moon, and then the Earth passes between the moon and the sun, mm-hmm. and then that's what they call a lunar eclipse. It usually looks kind of pink.
Okay. It's not a new moon.
No. What it is.
Let's take a break from these guys. I got Larry on the line in South Carolina. Don't worry. There's another flat earther on the line here, Mark. Maybe he can be better at answering your questions, although I doubt it. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
No more flat earth. Please, no more.
It's crazy.
I hope you play this back and listen to it so that that past 5 minutes will never happen again, which was the worst. Yeah, I've listened to you gentlemen before, and you're usually erudite, and this guy arguing about whether the Earth is round or not is sort of beyond you, I think.
But don't you think it's kind of amusing to put, wouldn't it be funny to...
Oh, God, it was like... I don't know, mud wrestlers. It wasn't good. Okay, let me get on with the idea. As you know, Trump is proposing, I think, basic 25% tax for the lowest tax payers. And actually, half of the people don't pay any tax anyway, and he's not changing that.
It may be even more than that, because about half of the people file taxes, and then about a half of the people that file taxes pay taxes.
Larry, hold on. I want to bring you back here in hour number two. Stand by. We're going to bring you back. You can get your full question out there, and we'll talk about taxes. Your toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airways here. This is Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.